Hello, blessings, 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 and welcome to our second Sojourn radio show, where we explore soul journeys of the human experience. So broadcasting, as we are on BBS Radio, you guys, with such heartfelt and hardworking light beings who run BBS, thank you, Don, Doug, and Thomas. You guys are invaluable and an amazing class act. We really give you love and gratitude, guys. I am your soul host, Tommy, along with three other beautiful soul hosts of this hour. You ladies want to say hello?
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hola.
So y'all want to get into the nitty-gritty, I like to say that, ladies, of the subjects of duality, judgment, discernment. We may tap into influencer, but I actually feel like we've tapped into that enough, girls. But we definitely invite you guys, the listener, to feel into our Sojourn topics of today. You know, you guys, this is light and airy, you know, just light, fun topics. But we'll actually have fun with all these topics. So shall we, awesome sisters? The first topic we're looking at is duality. So I'll just start with this, guys, and then we can go from there. But as we know, it's interwoven into our soul's journey is the concept of duality. So it can be perceived as a dynamic tension of existence, but at its heart, duality reveals two interdependent forces. So in the Eastern thought, the yin and the yang, as we always heard, where darkness and passivity. And what's interesting is this is related to the feminine energy, or so we're told. But it dances with the light and activity that's related to the masculine energy, forming a whole that cannot exist without the other. Just a word, a note of, here we go, the duality aspect. So to me, as what came to my heart as infinite beings, we express ourselves, ladies, and that expression becomes a manifestation. And we create our universe, as Q brought up and reminded us, we are that powerful of creators. So once we create that construct, we can invite others into play. When this universe was formed, mermaid, as Q said, it was a universe of light and contrasting expressions. So each expression bounces off each other, creating energy, light, sound, vibration, and frequency. So my question is, can this be complementary perception to duality? And what mermaid intended upon when she created this dualistic universe? And I will leave it at that, because ultimately in Project Review with Q, when Q noted that this type of mammalian appears to find a way to rise in our weakest moments as we play into the game of duality in this universe. But this is also shown in a Q drop. 4407 is the number on 4 June of 2020. Quote, I'll quote this Q drop, only at the precipice, the moment of destruction, will people find the will to change. So is this, can we perceive, and as we travel through the aspect of duality, can it be perceived as the tension of existence, or can it be perceived as mermaid and meant it for me, just from me, my point of view, meant to be a universe of light and contrasting expressions. So each expression, again, is creating energy, and we connect with that energy in a beautiful wave of excitement and joy in this arena. How do you all feel, guys?
So one thing that you said, Hami, that Mermaid Ra created this universe of duality, yesterday was poking around on forthepeople.space and came across an article from June 24th of last year. It's called Know Your Light. And in it, the author, who I assume is Asha, but I'm not positive about that, said that Thoth or Lucifer is the creator of duality. And he is known to many as the God outside of the self. So, in essence, Thoth, or however you want to pronounce his name, flipped what source really is and induced fear instead of the peace that source always provides. It's imperative to the success of Lucifer or Satan, Thoth, or yes, even God as we know him from religion, sits in judgment, inducing fear into his followers. So my question is, did Ra create duality, or is it actually the dark that created duality?
Could I'll just throw this out. So I recollect Q, and I don't recollect when or what show it was. I can say this, that Ra created Mermaid, the light created duality. This interplay with twin flames, but that is for another time, that it was simply the existence of what I stated, the existence of an expression of oneself is what I comprehend. And okay, so what I recollect, but y'all correct me on this, when Lord Yeshua, we could call it him Jesus, but when Q roamed the earth 2,000 years ago, approximately human years ago, that he it was never this dark. And when he circled back to assist in this ascension and beyond that, because we really moved into dark, what I recollect is that they were surprised how dark we it literally duality got out of hand is what I comprehend in this the whole arena of this universe that was created in duality, and that was created from Mermaid and Q, assistance with Q, but Mermaid. And so where I'm going with that is it was never supposed to get this out of hand, if you will, or imbalanced or corruption of energy, as George Kavaslis would say. My answer would be truly that the duality was a creation of a playtime for us. It wasn't meant for any other way but to balance off our own selves and each other in growth of our light. But that's how do you guys feel about that?
Yes. Oh. Zaya, did you want to go?
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. So, thank you. So the what came up for me when I was reading that was I wonder if duality creates matter. And could the material world and the corporeal being be the result of duality? And when or if we clear ourselves of a dualistic way of being, We become more source light, or the more source light we be, the only thing that's experiencing duality is us. Okay, so if we allow more light to enter in, duality dissipates. Therefore, I'm wondering when Bo mentioned talk created reality, and then I'm sorry, duality was the creator of it. And Hami, you mentioned that Ra created duality for us to have different experiences. So I'm wondering if there was, like you said, it got deeper and deeper. What of talk in those the programs, ideas, religion, and things like that were created using duality, and which helped make it stronger, and we became more dense in that idea of believing in something outside of ourselves. Because when I think of duality, and it comes up, I feel like it is only it's mind it's the mind energy that creates that, but it's not necessarily authentic to source. The to the degree that we have become dual, I feel like the programs have helped to it reinforce the idea of duality. What say you, sisters?
This is really, really good. I'm really enjoying this. It reminds me of an article that was on For the People, and I can't seem to find it. If I recall correctly, it was Dark to Light. There were two creation stories. The first creation story was that Source created the opposite of itself. The second one was that Source created its equal. And if I recall correctly, the first creation was darkness. And the first creation was that entity or that being had gone off alone, on its own. Now, like I said, I could be getting that a little bit off, but that's what I recall it to be. So now this is interesting. So if in the article that was just posted, oh my gosh, which article was that? Where it said that the light can dissipate any darkness, can get rid of it, except Toth. So the only thing that I can come up with that is it be could it be that is because it was from the original creation? This is good, y'all. This is good. Okay, go ahead. Someone was speaking.
No, I apologize, Zaya. Oh my God, that's so beautiful because really, okay, you really took that through. So my question would be, Todd, when that was brought up and said, and yes, I recollect it the way you did in that beautiful article in For the People dot space. Another, okay, so Todd, I'll just jump to that real quick. Interesting. So was Todd an immediate shaft of light, if you will, but in that namesake? I mean, we all know that that is in the being, if you will. The being is our energetics. Was that Lucifer to me, or what we call Baphomet? We could go on and on, and Lil, like, we could go on and on with these Sumerian gods, so to speak, Greek gods. And so I'll hop over to, like, not only did Plato's theory of forms, where the physical world is seen as a shadow or imitation, I'm wondering if imitation, by the way, ladies, is equal to limitation, okay, of a more perfect eternal realm where true reality exists, right? But Ra and Ametron, speaks of New Earth as well. At QT's website on forthepeople.space, and thank you, Asha, for that. And blessings to you, Ron Amatron, creationlightship.com, guys, forthepeople.space. Incredible divine truth. So, but in that article, you reminded me, Zaya, of Captain's Log, where Captain Kirk encounters another copy of Earth. And the people of this copy of Earth is limited based on their choices of non-expansion. Is it also limited? And also the word imitated, right? I'm just wondering, based on their our choice of non-expansion, but could there be an existence? Here's where we're getting somewhat to the crux of duality, whereby there is no balance, no harmony, no peace, where the criticality and the perfect balance of duality has been lost or forgotten. Because after all, can we exist without the other? And how would that look if an imbalance occurs? Could it look like this copy of Earth? So, and what can we do to transmute this disruption of energy that is, or corrupted energy, right? As opposed to pure natural way of living, of source, prime creator energy, our natural flow with balance and harmony. And even these observations are inherently dualistic, right? So because we're blending tangible with abstract, we could go, but we see this, it prevails throughout our culture, our artwork, our writings. This is it's a beautiful, beautiful aspect to explore. Thank you all. Bo, did you want to say something, girls, sis?
Yeah, I did a little research yesterday, like I just said, on the topics at hand today, and I just felt led to go look up some quotes by Osho, if you will entertain me. I have two short ones I'd like to read to y'all. The first one, and this refers a lot to what Omi was talking about. Osho says, or otherwise known as Bhagwan Rajneesh, if you go outside, if you go outwards, you will move into the world of duality. If you go inwards, you will move into the world of non-duality. You will become non-polar, or I said neutral. The second one is awareness cannot exist with duality. And mind cannot exist without duality. Awareness is non-dual, mind is dual. So again, this speaks to what Q talks about all the time is go within, go within, go within. And as Omi was referring to, if we are within ourselves and within our own source light, we move away from duality, and I yield.
That takes me to the number line. Like anything, of course, related to numbers is my energy, but the number line being on the right side is the positive numbers going infinity. The left side is the negative numbers going into infinity, and in the middle there's zero. So if duality is created is equal to my energy, and we know that numbers are my energy, that entire aspect of duality is written in the numbers, and it is shown through that number line. And I recall when I was in the and when I was one of the new age peeps,
Guilty
I would,
as charged.
yeah, I would the number line to it was just my way of explaining how to become neutral and how to get to zero. But at that particular time, I wasn't quite aware, like I wasn't quite aware of exactly what I was saying. Like, I wasn't using terms of, going within or whatever. I was just ex trying to help people, like, cope real, with their emotions and everything. Which, speaking of emotions, now this topic of duality takes me to judgment, because as Amazon says, emotions are judgments, and that's how we're judging something. But the only way we can have an emotion is through judging something, and the only way we can judge something is to be in my energy. So the only way to be in my energy is to experience duality. So,
Exactly.
wow, perfect.
Honey, earlier you posed the question, how can it was something to the effect of how can we recognize duality or things like that. And this is interesting. Just yesterday, I was thinking it came up for me, the idea of the world of shadows. Like if we're living in the world of shadows, like what are we actually living in? So one thing that could probably be helpful is to realize that we live in the world of shadows, and to un see what a shadow is and how I feel like could it be just the ego energy that we w the aspect of the human being that we call the ego? Is that a part of the duality that we're experiencing? And which takes me to, there's Dr. Jill Bolte. She has a TED talk in which she talks about her having a stroke. She's a neuroscientist who had a stroke, and the stroke affected the left side of her brain. So she clearly recalls her experience during the stroke, how everything looked. She said it was very ethereal, and she was recognized her room as her space, but wasn't connected to it. And I feel like the duality aspect and how we're living in the world, it's in the brain. And if we were to learn that all of it is internal, we can take notice and make changes. I hope that makes sense. I was kind of losing myself there.
So are you
Oh, go ahead, Zaya,
Awesome.
please.
So are you saying that the outside of oneself is being in my energy is really being in what I call the precepts of the brain? Because I see the brain as the hard drive that holds all of the software, and that's where the programming takes place. And so, are you saying that outside of oneself and experiencing the ego part of ourselves is to operate fully from the operational part of the body, which is the brain, which is connected to the memory, going back to if we see the body as a computer, the DNA being the holding the memory, the brain being the hard drive that holds the software. Is that what you're saying, Amy, as far as having that experience in the world is really not necessarily outside of you? It's just, it is within you, but it's an outside part of the heart, which is the brain.
Yeah, I do. I agree with that. That was much more than what I was saying. And I appreciate it because as you were talking, it was coming to me that we have our brain, but it feels as though that the biohack that humans have experienced, I'm gonna, you know how if you purchase a car, you upgrade the radio, which is called an aftermarket upgrade. I feel like the mind is an aftermarket type of aspect where we've been hacked with, and it is not inside the body. I feel like the mind itself is outside of us, and it has created layers and layers within our energetic field that is operating us versus us operating off of our true essence. So the way when we think about whenever it comes now for me to imagine anything, I always imagine movement of energy in the body and how it is operating and moving. That's the only way that I look at things now, because that's if I wasn't here to experience any of this, none of it would exist. So we are everything. So if we think of duality, thinking of judgment, there's nothing outside of us going on. How's my energy moving throughout my body, and what am I using in operating it?
I love that. It's so amazing. And Omi and Saya, that brings me to a feeling of the word firmware. And actually, Merman and I spoke of it. Y'all haven't had the pleasure of hearing Merman's, his boats, his voice, his resonance, his harmonics. It's so beautiful. But firmament, because if you feel why, I just felt into that. So, Merman and I played with that. So, when I looked it up, right, go figure, the vault or expanse of the heavens, the sky, fixed foundation, established basis, the region of the air, the sky, or heavens. So, I won't get into the what is it? Wikipedia aspect of it, but it basically gives you an aspect. The firmware is that aspect of us, but then again, like Bo says, it's word because I say it's word. I love that your daughter brought up, Bo. But firmament, so we can feel into it. We are such powerful creators and transmute whatever words U.S. Department of the dark, okay, had chosen for our English language, right? So, but if you feel the vault or expanse of the heavens, the sky, it is so beautiful. So, Omi, you brought in the ego, and I'm going to pull this together, I promise, real quick. Synonymous. Can ego be synonymous with mind energy? There was an expression that was playing, if you will, that you espoused, right? And you played with that. But hardware, Zaya, brain. And the software that we house, I do see us in that aspect. And that's another topic for another day is AI. Oh my God, guys. Because
That's the thing.
people just, I don't know why I moved to AI immediately when I feel into this upload, download. But it's consciousness, right? But I won't. Okay, so moving into this whole aspect of our authentic self and where we lead from the heart and expand our light, life force energy, this is what Q is all about. This is what ignited us, if you will, as light beings. And we all are, and if we aren't, we can still house that light, as Ron Amatron said in Creation Lightshift. Doesn't matter if you're a clone or not, whatever. A clone, basically, or alien, as defined, is just a being who doesn't lead from their heart mostly, right? That's it. So that's all. I mean, whatever avatar they're in. But the point being is that firmware in us, that beautiful expansive energy in our wiring, even if U.S. Department of Ed housed us with two DNA and dwarfed us to the point where we see a redwood tree as being ginormous when we were giants at one point, and we house so much more of our light without DNA or very minimal of their DNA, U.S. Department of Ed. But now, okay, fast forward. And what were they going to do? Let's move forward from there. Teeny houses, were they getting us ready in many, many levels to accept being like, okay, the Sumerians had the Igigis or the Igigis. I've heard it pronounced 10 different ways, but these beings were their slaves initially when the Anunnaki came into play. I'm just so why is this coming to me is that they were teeny beings like Adapo, the first Adamo or Adam and Eve. They kept continually playing with our genetics. Enki played into that too with the geneticists or genesis, as Q recently brought up on an aspect of Q. Timelines may have been timelines in a conversation, but maybe not. So where I'm going with this is that even through our distortion, if you will, of DNA and our compressing and compactiveness of the geneticists, we still prevail as light beings and we surpass the ego, Omi, and the mind energy. Don't get me wrong, I get into that, but and that hardware aspect of us, Zaya, we still bypass it, if you will, in expanding our light life or so. I yield.
Yes.
Going to the ego expression, if we look at that as like just being a persona, like just a way of expressing, but it's not it wouldn't would it be or would it not be? I would think it would not be considered the not considered a hard expression. So if the ego self is having an experience or an expression, then is it the ego self that is making the judgment?
Oh, for sure.
It has to be because judgment is from the mind and ego is in the mind.
Yeah, it when here it's the core concept, the yin, darkness, passivity, feminine energy, and yang, light, active masculine energy. I feel like the ego would be the yang on steroids, so to speak. Because it has to dominate and be and, that, and that's it just makes sense that the what we have been experiencing in the material world has been from that. And it's interesting because if we were to increase our life force and spirit and light, we really don't know what necessarily what the world or our world will actually look like.
Whatever we want, we're creators.
I
That's the
love
point
that.
right there, is we aren't our personalities or ego. We are beings of light, and Q keeps has been heavy on it lately, talking about you can create whatever you want. So that,
Mm-hmm.
is there a prime Earth? Is there actually going to be a two-world split that Doris Cannon's talk spoken about and Q has alluded to a number of times? So is Mermaid, and I think Sunshine has too. Is that prime Earth? Is that where we're going to? Or are we making our world as we go? When we turn around, there's nothing behind us. That's how powerful we are. And that's from the heart, that's not from the mind.
Perhaps both. Perhaps it's both. It's like, so for example, perhaps collectively there is a two world split, but individually, we're, we have that ability and that power to create our own world.
And it's true. When I was in high school, one of my girlfriends had a party and her dad was the chaperone. And he and I got into a conversation and I think I was 16, and we were discussing about, you really are the center of the universe. And I couldn't wrap my mind in quotes around it at that time. But basically that's what I feel like you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, Zaya, is collectively perhaps we'll go to another dimension or frequency, but we'll all make whatever we desire, and that's the whole thing. Find your highest excitement. We've been working towards this, growing our light, and it's so exciting to know that once we can get out of the mind, which is a trap that was created for us, like we've been talking about, and live from our heart and do whatever we feel. And again, not having judgment. When I first thought of this topic about judgment, I was looking at guilt as being self-judgment. So if you can get out of that, like, oh, I feel so bad because I hurt somebody's feelings or I didn't do what they wanted to do, and create what you want to, that's us moving into our light.
I'm sorry.
No, I just said for sure. I was just agreeing.
If there's anyone out there that's like me, who I always discuss this with Zaya. I'm having obstacles, rather, of really finding out or discovering within myself what I truly, truly want, because I'm constantly changing. It's very difficult for me to pinpoint something, and I'm not very clear yet. And so that's been one of the things that I find that has been challenging me, because I'm noticing how, we've been living in such a survival mode. At least I'll speak for myself, and the focus has been more so on that. There are, a lot of layers for me to dig through to gain clarity there. And I feel like that's where a lot of people are, on the journey, as we move along.
But what are you
So,
to pinpoint? What exactly are you wanting to pinpoint?
I have no idea, you guys.
I love it. I love it. I get to the point with you. I swear. Oh me.
Oh, go ahead, friend.
What did I just say? I have no idea, but I do, but I don't. So it's one of those that we know what we know, but we don't know that we knew it. We know. It's like, whenever you heard the first time.
Yes, exactly. One of my commands. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I
No,
didn't know you were
you go,
talking.
girl. Go, go, go,
Okay.
call me,
Yes.
please.
One of my commands is I command my spirit to reveal to me what I don't know that I know.
Well, that's a whole heck of
You
a
know it.
lot of stuff.
I love it.
I asked that question because I was there. I was really kind of like frustrating myself. Like, what is it that I really want to do? It's so much that I want to do. I can't pinpoint and blah blah blah. And what I realized within me though is just that I just like to experience a lot of different things. And whatever it is in that moment, that's what I'm pinpointing my energy on. That's what I'm enjoying doing. I'm enjoying watering my plants, or I'm enjoying going on a walk, or, I'm enjoying getting some ice cream with my son. I'm enjoying, So I got away from, just because it helped me, I got away from wanting to pinpoint something and just started to be in the moment of the joy that's I'm creating now.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I feel like we come from a society where we always have to be doing something, right? Like, what do I want to do?
Productivity,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. What do I want to do? Oh my
Right.
gosh, I need to be painting a painting, or I need to be cooking a great meal, or whatever it is. Yesterday it was raining, and y'all know the story about the little schnauzer that found me. That's really my
No, I
dragonfly
love
being.
books, sis.
We have to walk. I live in an apartment. We have to go out and walk, and it's pouring rain. We come back, and I say, okay, it's time for warmie times. And I put her on my lap in my rocking chair, and I blow dry her. She actually likes it. And then I curled her up in her towel, and she fell asleep. And I had this little nudge, you should do this. And then I thought, that's not what I want to do. I just want to stay here in this little bubble of love with my dog. And I think being in the moment, I just think just being in the moment is really being present. And just like you said, Zaya, just I like to do a lot of things, but I don't feel now I always have to do something.
Thank you for that. That's so helpful. And boy, it reminds me of when you mentioned earlier, and have before about since we're creators, just taking those little tiny steps, of just doing something that you enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're creating it as we go along. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sisters.
That is so awesome, guys. So really, when we circle back, I always laugh at that. Bring it far forward here, but an expansive way of circling back. We keep circling in a beautiful, expansive way. Can it be contrasting expressions of playing off each other, complementarity, duality, and then moving to judgment? So, is it considered decision or form a sound opinions based on observation? Decisions based on observations in objectivity, not subjectivity, right? So we could call it reasoning, discernment. I don't know, I feel important to that word, reasoning, because it feels more pulled, tug to taught or thought or mind energy. So this judgment aspect is to me, a subset of duality, if you will, in this universe. When I took a full philosophical course 101 at Arizona State University, first thing they teach you, Socrates, he draws a Venn diagram. What the heck is a Venn diagram? It's a box. And basically, there's a universal, and then there's subsets of the universal. So it takes me full circle over to that. But why I'm bringing it up, there's many subsets of the aspect of the full resonance, the energy. So judgment, can it be the heart? When you're an objectivity, you're observing, as Zaya, you Selah. This is, and Q brings that up a lot. And he brought it up in Alien interview. And I can't recollect his exact quote, but are we in objectivity? Are we in subjectivity? That really is judgment of a subset to me. So the heart, objectivity, observing, reasoning, discernment, or judgment, a decision based on one's dogma, prejudice, emotions, coming from subjective perception, the mind, energy, heart, or mind, where is one leaning? And therein lies what Bo says you brought up. So all you sis, I ask if all of y'all is it objectionable leading from one's heart, then is this truly judgment? Can we eliminate the freaking word from our vocabulary? Because we're not judging if we're observing, we're just simply observing it in peace energy. This is where Q is coming from. I feel move inside you. What does Q say? Oh, yeah, by the way, ladies, it's a cult. Go inside. I mean, he's been accused of every which way and in between, right? This is a cult. Go inside and lead from your heart. Wow, what a cult, right? So, it's just, are we leading? And we always circle to this, but we will. It never gets old. So, nothing is, remember in For the People dot space titled Everything. Now I will quote and leave it at that. Can Corinne leave anything at that? No. Okay, sorry guys. I answered my own question. But what Asha put or the Q team, and we honor you for this article, Everything, nothing is truly good or bad. But thinking, thought, right? I'm going to interject the word thought. Thought makes it so. Or perception, frequency, and intention make it so. Everything is neutral until we, what, guys? Choose otherwise. End quote. I'll leave it at that. What do y'all have to say about that?
I have to say, life is meaningless until we give it the meaning.
That's everything.
Girl, what?
Not
Did you just
not.
say that?
I did. I realized this as I said that. I go, wait a minute, that's the title of the article, but that is so true. And honey, I have to say, were you reading my notes? The little last bit there, I'm going, wait, that's exactly what I wrote in my notes.
Oh, precious. We were all light beings. Oh, this is so beautiful.
Okay.
Synchronistic.
So with that being said, and that puts the pressure on to accountability, right? So if I'm giving the meaning to
Girl,
every
you on fire. Zaya, go.
if I how can somebody piss me off? No, I choose to be pissed. How can I fall in love when I'm the one experiencing the love? I'm putting it on this person, y'all. This is another conversation we can have. But if this particular
Let's see.
being is, who I'm experiencing these feelings with, and we put it on the being, I'm the one having the experience. Whether it's anger, whether it's happiness, or whether it's love, I'm feeling in bliss, I'm the one in bliss. So how can we ever put it on another person is what I'm getting at. Even when you quote fall in love, you're experiencing the feeling, but we attach it to another person. So if I can experience being love and being loved, and I have that experience, is it that person or is it me?
You are the creator. You are the creator.
Snap, snap,
So,
snap.
I have to fall in love with myself.
exactly. Oh, I just got chills. That was a good one, Zaya.
Yes, it is.
Girl, she's hot, guys. I mean,
Yeah.
what can we say? I mean, oh, thank you, sis. Okay, so I have a beautiful sis who is taking notes on time space. So, guys, in honor of BBS Radio, we're gonna sum it up right here, guys. So, in summary, duality refers to the concept of two opposing or complementary, right? Here we go. Aspects existing within a whole, right? Such as light and dark, or good and evil, shaping our perception of reality. Judgment is the process of forming opinions or conclusions about something, often based on personal values, beliefs, or external standards. External standards. Hello. Is that mind energy? I'm just asking, which can lead to labeling things as right or wrong or good, bad, right? Ahura Mazda brought this up to Zoroaster. And he just be the prophet, guys, as Lord Yeshua was. Wonder if they were the same. So where I'm going is, but we didn't tap into discernment, but we will eventually. But on the other hand, discernment, right? We or discern is the ability to perceive and distinguish subtle differences in truth, subtle, or we can call it tricky, right? But it's tricky if you're conflicted. If you're coming from the mind energy or the heart, if you're coming from heart, it is in nothing is tricky. But often with clarity and wisdom is heart energy, allowing for a more nuance or understanding beyond surface level. Duality or snap judgments, right? So as I always feel like Aesop's fable, the tortoise of the hare. The tortoise, if you're my age, guys, Aesop won out. The tortoise always won. The slower, as Q says, the better. I wonder if Aesop was Q. Interesting. So together, all these concepts influence, interesting word, influence how we navigate complexity if we perceive it as such and make sense of the world. I'll leave you with this, guys, or we will. There is no good, evil, good or evil, right or wrong. There is only our divine light, our divine power, and those who choose to either expand or relinquish it. It's our choice, guys. So we love you, Q, Mermaid Asha, the Q team, BBS Radio. You all are so amazing and full of light. Don't forget, guys, to listen to the following enlightening, not EN, but IN, enlightening shows. PRQ, Project Review Homestead, Project Review Timelines, Project Review Inspire with Q, and Project Review with Q. These shows bathe our spirit with such warmth and love, light, wisdom. Guys, check it out. It's incredible. It will expand your life force energy. Thank you, Q Mermaid and the Q team. But then there is unstoppable love with the incredible love beings, Lauren and Sosha. We love guys,
Love
our
you,
stars.
ladies.
Yes, give a shout out, y'all. Thank you. Also,
Woo,
Whiplash Talk,
woo.
hosted by the talented Bright Sunshine and the Awakening Wave Show with the powerful, intelligent Robin. Girl, we love you. We love you, Sunshine. All of the shows are featured on Saturdays. So please hop on BBS, that's Bravo, Bravo, Sierra Radio. .com, bbsradio.com, and check out our Station One for airtimes. Check out Station One for airtimes. So, We're so blessed with these divine light beings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. BBS Radio, Don, Doug, Thomas, guys are a class act, as I said at the beginning. We all feel that way. All you soul sisters, aw, Omi, Zaya, Bo, aw.
Happy Q Day, everybody.
Yes.
Happy, yes, happy Q Day.
Love you all, ladies. Love everybody.
I love you
Love
all. You are wonderful.
See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Later.
Woo-hoo.